Health insurance company plans to dump $13 million into health equity movement. By Spencer Lindquist on November 17, 2022. The philanthropic arm of health insurance giant Humana plans to invest $13 million to fund the health equity movement. The Humana Foundation's $13 million donation includes the launch of a $7.5 million health equity innovation fund, which will identify and scale new solutions to eliminate health disparities, the organization explains. CEO of the Humana Foundation Tiffany Benjamin remarked, "We're addressing the need for more innovation, services and training to ensure greater equity in our nation's mental health services." In addition to the $7.5 million dedicated to the Health Equity Innovation Fund, $5.5 million in grants will go to various community organizations, some of which will be dedicated to expanding racial equity training among the mental health workforce. While some of the organizations that are set to receive grants perform policy research related to the medical field, others appear to be more focused on political activism. Others, however, blend the two fields in the push for health equity. One of the organizations that will receive funding from the Humana Foundation is the Community Foundation of Louisville, which believes structural racism perpetuates the inequities that threaten the well-being of our community and boasts of having an anti-racist identity. The foundation is set to receive $100,000 from the Humana Foundation. "We are more rooted than ever in our commitment to social justice, breaking barriers, and making equity a cornerstone of everything we do," their inclusion statement reads. With backing from the Humana Foundation, the organization helped establish the Louisville Health Equity Fund. The Community Foundation of Louisville worked alongside the Louisville Metro Department of Public Health and Wellness Center for Health Equity to provide equity training. The Louisville Metro Department of Public Health and Wellness Center for Health Equity states that the history and evolution of structural racism and other systems of power significantly shape the way residents experience hope, happiness, and wellness. The health equity movement is well underway in Kentucky. Governor of Kentucky Andy Beshear announced in 2020 that he would begin an effort to cover 100% of our individuals in our Black and African American communities, also saying, "It's time to give prioritization in Black and African American communities." The Humana Foundation will also give $100,000 to Cities United, a national network that takes a holistic public health approach to reducing gun violence and creating better lives for young Black men. The organization also seeks to reimagine public safety. A 2020 guide titled "Reimagining Public Safety" states that our current model of public safety is inherently racist and designed to disrupt the quality of life in Black communities. Efforts to reimagine public safety must utilize an anti-racist framework, the guide adds. The guide, which cites critical race theorist Ibram X. Kendi, goes on to advocate for declaring racism a public health crisis. Cities United is a project of the Tide Center, a leftist donor organization that has received funding from globalist billionaire George Soros. The Humana Foundation will also be giving $10,000 to the Borderland Rainbow Center, an LGBT advocacy organization in El Paso, Texas, that hosts drag queen story hour performances, where kids are able to see people who defy rigid gender restrictions. They add that drag queen story hours capture the imagination and play of the gender fluidity of childhood and gives kids glamorous, positive, and unabashedly queer role models. The Community Foundation of Broward County is also set to receive $250,000 from the Humana Foundation. The foundation works to dismantle systems of racial inequality and social injustice to create a more equitable and inclusive community, according to its website. As part of the foundation's health equity agenda, it hopes to promote more diversity in the leadership ranks of public agencies, businesses, and nonprofits that provide health services. A litany of different organizations, including nonprofits as well as government agencies, have been mobilized in the push for health equity, the application of critical race theory and racial preferences to the field of medicine. Organizations such as the National Academy for State Health Policy, as well as the American Medical Association, have advocated for health equity. Meanwhile, numerous state-based public health officials in Utah, New York, and Minnesota adopted health equity policies that discriminated against white patients in their triaging process for monoclonal antibody treatment. President Biden's Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, led by Secretary Xavier Becerra, has also taken part in the health equity movement. One document urges healthcare clinics to create practice guidelines that include and are aligned with a commitment to anti-racism and an understanding of race as a political and social construct, not a physiological one. Spencer Lindquist is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at SpencerLNDQST and reach out at slindquist@breitbart.com.